I'm Ellen Peltz. Today, conversations with several of the Bonner Program directors and coordinators who attended this year's Fall Directors Meeting in Montreat, North Carolina. Join me as we explore the Bonner Program through musical metaphor. During the opening session of this meeting, Bonner Foundation President Wayne Meisel challenged each school to consider what part it could play in helping to create a metaphorical opus in celebration of the Foundation's upcoming 20th anniversary.
So when there's an anniversary or something to celebrate, oftentimes an organization will commission a piece. It might be a sculpture or a poem or a monument or a piece of music. So tonight I am asking us we're commissioning an opus. Entitled The Bonnerversary. And so I'm turning to you, as we have always done, in terms of looking for innovation and creativity and leadership, for you to serve tonight as the composers, to write it both throughout this weekend, and that throughout from now until June and Berea and beyond that, that you will be the symphony that performs it.
Creating a cohesive opus out of the diversity within the Bonner Program is no easy thing to do. No two Bonner programs are alike. They have different leadership styles, different areas of interest, different types of students. If each Bonner program was a type of musical ensemble, they'd be all over the map.
Well, it's definitely not a string quartet.
It's a really big hippie drum ensemble.
They could maybe be a country band.
A jazz ensemble.
I mean, maybe a Intro to Music 101 class.
They're not a rock band.
I think an indie rock band.
Well, maybe it's gospel.
The idea of a Bonner program as a gospel choir came from Ann McKee, Bonner director at Maryville College in Tennessee.
I think it's both joyful, but it's also a place where there can be grief and struggle. And I think good gospel music has both struggle and joy. I mean, it's about redemption. And I guess I think that our program is about redemption, because so many of our students come from hard lives and have hard lives and struggle. And being Bonners both puts them in a choir, you know, gets them together so that their struggle isn't just their own. And it also helps redeem their struggle, both by providing things like access to education, but also the redemption that comes from service and connecting with other people who are having struggles. And then they become more whole and the community does.
Other Bonner programs were defined less by the healing community they created and more by the opportunities they provided for individual expression. I caught up with Monty Whitney.
Monty Whitney, Morehouse College.
Just after breakfast on the last day of the conference.
In describing our program, I would describe it more like a jazz ensemble, where at different points people take the lead and people do solos, but everybody comes in together and plays very well together. So it's an eclectic group of individuals that come together around a tune or a melody. But every now and then, someone takes a solo.
Derek Watson.
This is Derek Watson, reporting to you live.
Envisioned his Bonner program not as a traditional music group, but instead as...
the really big hippie drum ensemble, where there are a number of folks who are sort of providing sort of the bass beat. And there are different groups of people around that who are working their own rhythms, but everything is tying back or is built upon that foundational beat. There are folks who drive it more quickly, folks who bring it more slowly, but at the end, it all works together pretty well.
When you think opus, you don't normally think a joint performance of jazz bands, hippie drum ensembles, and gospel choirs, do you? But Derek has an explanation for how he thinks that might work.
Branford Marsalis did some stuff in the early 90s called Buckshot LaFunk, and he was trying to combine lots of different genres, and folks have done it since then. So you've got people doing arias over a house beat with some DJs scratching.
Creating a single opus out of such a wide variety of Bonner programs may seem laughable, but how many people must have laughed when classical jazz musician Branford Marsalis stood in a recording studio with rapper Ricky DaCosta, DJ Apollo, and the reggae group Black Heart.
Music evolution change, sometimes to come and make it sound strange. Add a little this, take out a little that, then you'll come up with that jazz core rap where it's at. Bring it
if you can't quite wrap your mind around Bonner creating a classical composition, complete with violins, clarinets, and harps, try this on for size.
Let her go.
Whoever said the Bonner Opus had to be traditional?